family.
Disrespecting my whole family.
You want to make this family whole again?
You don't turn your back on family.
Your code is about family.
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 I want to get back into that.
Nikhil's looking coiffed, dude. He did his hair.
Yeah, he did his hair. You knew you were being on. You knew you were on camera.
I thought it'd be a picture after this. I thought it would take
a
little.
We don't do pictures.
Yeah, we should start, quite frankly. There's a lot of stuff we should be doing, but this is actually only the second episode we're recording. Yeah, it is. It is coming together.
This is our second time here.
This is way more legit than I thought it would be.
This is our second time in this studio.
Second day in the studio. Fourth episode, unless he's the third episode, which we'll decide.
The release order?
Yeah.
Yeah, if you're a dud, we'll just sort of bury you under the other ones. So no pressure.
Yeah, make me a bonus.
Yeah.
A Patreon.
Patreon.com.
Yeah.
It's Nikhil. And we pay people to listen to it.
Yeah, put me on Patreon.
Yeah,
dude.
Hell yeah. All right, well, we got Nikhil. How do you say your last name without being ignorant?
Ametha.
Ametha.
Oh, wait, it's like a TH sound?
HT, Ametha, yeah.
But you said, all right.
How do you say
like
Nikhil?
Ametha.
It's
Nikhil.
Nikhil.
Nikhil? I haven't called you that once.
People have fucked that up. It's like a weird
I call
thing.
You Nikki.
I've never heard that.
Nah, it's a bad joke, I guess.
So it's Nikhil?
Nikhil, yeah.
All right, but I've only ever called you
Dude,
Nikhil.
I don't know what
Nikhil,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it seems easy to pronounce, but even like when I was growing up, like I'd be like Nikhil and people would be like Nikhil. And
it's
I'm
a little
like,
too close to another word that I'm like,
yeah.
I can't have people in the streets thinking
oh,
I'm calling
be,
you.
Huh?
A bad word. I don't want people to be like, what'd you just call him?
And then
oh, it's his name. Like, no, it's not. He has a better name.
I didn't even think about that. It's just every time it'd just be Nikhil, and then you just stop giving a fuck. Just,
but wait.
You know what? Whatever you guys want.
Where'd you grow up?
Cincinnati.
The worst city in the world.
Dude,
as I've said many times.
I've heard the criticisms, man.
Do you like Cincinnati chili?
Skyline chili?
No, the whole thing is just average. You got to think people like grow up there and then you need like some identity. So that's.
It's just like, it's just a sauce. It doesn't even taste good. They're
you
like,
know what's
they make
fucked
that
up,
here.
Dude, is like, yeah, it's ours. Chili fucks up the whole city. Because there's like some dope shit, but everybody who visits, well, not that many people visit Cincinnati, but if you do.
Yo, my big trip to Cincinnati.
You're going for the chili, and then everyone's like, this city
Are people
sucks.
Really going for
yeah,
the chili?
Dude,
what
people,
else would you go for? Fucking heroin?
I know a
heroin?
Good amount of people
yeah.
who go like for a weekend, and like they're like, all right, we got to try the chili.
I get that it's a reason to be, like, while you're there, like, okay, well, we might as well try it because we're here. But it's not like, what are we doing? Well, I always wanted to go to Cincinnati to try their chili.
Yeah, man, it's just...
It's not like the Grand Canyon. It's fucking food.
Also, you can just make it. You can just make chili and put it on spaghetti.
Yeah.
Dude, it's just, I try to be an advocate for Cincinnati. Because everybody who comes to, like, New York from Ohio is always, like, shitting on Ohio. They're like, oh,
yeah.
Like, New York.
Well, Cleveland's kind of cool, right?
Fuck, dude, Cleveland's terrible, man.
Yeah.
Cleveland is.
I feel like it's worse than Cincinnati.
It's on Lake Erie. That's nice.
LeBron's from there.
He's from Akron. Is that near Cleveland?
Well, he played for Cleveland. He sucks.
Yeah, I mean, it's all like sort of. In my opinion, they all have cool attributes to them, but fucking. And then I go home and I'm like, fuck, you guys might be right.
So you,
it might suck here.
You born and raised in Cincinnati.
Born and raised in Cincinnati. Yeah.
Okay. What do parents together? Divorced? What do they do?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, they're married. They're still, you know.
Yeah.
Married. Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. And
yeah.
Did they meet each other?
How long before their marriage did they meet?
Okay, so
that's what I was asking too.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So they're both 15. No. I'm kidding. No, my parents had like a non-arranged marriage. Actually.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they met in like college.
Okay.
And my dad is from a different like part of the country. So that was like the rebellious part.
They
so
meet in
of,
India though?
Yeah.
Wow.
It was almost like an interracial marriage at the time.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, where's your dad from? Where's your mom from?
My dad is from Gujarat. My mom is from Maharashtra.
Don't know. I know Mumbai.
Oh, okay.
Mumbai is in Maharashtra.
Okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Wait, so...
Anybody with the last name Patel is from, usually from Gujarat.
Okay.
Patel. People own stores and shit.
Yeah.
Is that like a thing? Is like the rich, like the enterprising folks?
They're like the merchant people.
Okay.
A lot of them, yeah.
So they met in college.
Mm-hmm.
And they weren't supposed to like be dating. It wasn't that.
No, they weren't. And my dad had like somebody that they had picked out for him, and he like bailed on her.
Oh
yeah,
shit!
It was a whole thing.
Did your parents talk to him?
They're dead.
So no.
Yeah. They died of shock from
and,
him.
When they were alive, it wasn't exactly like...
It wasn't good.
No, it wasn't
They never
really.
Warmed up to your mom?
No, man, it was some weird shit, really.
So they had he had for real had like an arranged marriage.
He
planned.
Had somebody that had kind of picked out. Obviously, it was his choice, but like he bailed on the whole thing.
It was his choice to speak or never speak to his parents again.
How I'm retarded. I don't get it. I don't know this stuff. They literally is just like, hey, this is the person we want you to marry, and then
it wasn't like that, but it was like we want you to meet her, somebody from this family. They were like a big wig family, and my dad went to a good school, uh-huh. So it was like kind of a fit. Okay. So it was like all arranged.
And he said no? Why? She wasn't bad enough?
Apparently, my mom was the prize. Which,
yeah. Were your mom's parents cool with
it? They were cool with it. Okay, yeah, cool. They're like a much more liberal family.
So was it that, or was your dad's family like of like a higher social echelon?
I think
no?
They're pretty even.
Okay.
But yeah, it was just like.
And did they have to. Did they have to leave the country or anything like that? Like, why?
No, they got married in India. Like, everybody showed up, but it was just like weird energy. And
they
then
hated
they
it.
Moved,
yeah.
moved
Did
to
the girl show up? The arranged girl?
No invite.
Could have had this.
Yeah. Handle the fucking the heat, dude.
When did they move to America?
They probably moved like when they were like 22, 23.
Just right for college.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
My dad like did his master's in the US and stuff like that.
He was like, I'll be honest, it's pretty awkward energy at home right now.
Yeah. And my grandparents live with Indian, like you probably see like a lot of grandparents and shit. And my mom was like, yeah, that ain't happening.
Yeah, I don't want to like, I can't. Yeah,
wait,
they keep evil eyeing me.
What about mom's parents?
They're cool. Like,
are they in America?
No. My grandfather died, but my grandma's in India.
And she was.
She's still alive.
Like, she's cool.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. By the way, whatever you could take whatever.
No, I don't care. All
right. Yeah. I don't. They have podcasts in India.
Yeah.
How many times you been to India?
Probably like 7-8 times.
Cool.
Fuck yeah.
You like it,
dude?
Have you ever seen Slumdog
Millionaire? Better than fucking Cincinnati.
Dude, recently, bro, like the latest time I went, like I actually got to like kind of party. Like every time I go, I'm with like my family and we just do the most boring shit. Me and my sister are like, God, this fucking sucks.
How old's your sister?
28. But the most recent time I went, like we partied. Oh, dude, it's getting kind of crazy. Like,
there's nightlife.
Like everything.
Bars,
comedy,
and clubs.
Clubs, bars. And they might have had that the whole time. I just wasn't like
allowed to go.
Exposed to it. But yeah, and like we'd stay with my grandma. My grandma's like very like, even though she's kind of liberal, she's still like, even liberal in India is like fucking.
Yeah, she,
what is that?
It's really? Like 1980s liberal.
Yeah. In India. What is that really? Yeah. So she wouldn't like let us go out and drink or do anything.
Wait, so I'm curious. So what is did you ever hear about your parents' dating life in college in India? Because I'm curious how that works.
Are they fucking?
I don't know. My mom has kind of thrown it in recently to kind of look cooler. You know what
I
mean?
Yeah, I used to get dick.
like she's trying to kind of relate because she talks to like my sister and I about dating and shit. And she's like, okay.
She's like, oh, you know how you marry the first guy you ever dated?
And I'm like, wait, what do you know about this? Dude, the weirdest
Your
shit.
Your sister ever. Brings home a girlfriend and they're like, who does her parents want dating? Who is he supposed to be dating?
Whose heart is he breaking?
But dude, it's like
he's ruining their relationship with their parents,
bro. So my mom is throwing in these weird dating things, like, you know, your father used to write the best love letters. I'm like, God, I'm not trying to fucking
gross
shut
you
up, mom.
Like, but dude, we were watching this movie the other day, this Indian movie, and just like it was about this like
what's it called?
Wait, you and your parents were?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, it's Christmas.
Millionaire.
This was like Thanksgiving.
All right, that's two times I said Slumdog Millionaire. It's an Indian classic. Everybody's it's a Wonderful Life, but for Indian people, they just watch.
I guess so. There's something there.
Dude, Slumdog. I'm trying to think of a good white comparison.
I've never seen it.
Slumdog.
21 Jump Street, probably.
I liked it, but I'm not like, but people in India, I think, hated it.
Well, it's
but,
like a British movie, right?
Yeah, it's a British director and shit.
It has a very Crazy Rich Asians feel.
But that was directed by an Asian guy.
Unfortunately. Was.
I think so. Wait, so your mom started, you were watching a classic Indian
movie. And it's like about this like very awkward Indian dude and he's dating like this very like flamboyant Indian girl. And my mom just looks over to me like halfway through the movie. She's like, you know, Indian men just don't know how to flirt. I was like, Jesus Christ. You don't have to fucking try to...
Does that weird you out?
Did you try to spit? Like, not there, but like you're like, Mom, I can handle it.
You know? No, I was just like... Well, in the movie, the dude is like fucking in debt. Like, he's like...
Yeah.
He's like struggling and shit. Uh-huh. And like,
I'm just picturing... He just owes like a snake a lot of money.
Wait, this is a weird question, but you just said flamboyant, so it made me think of that. What's like the gay, like are gay people?
Flamboyant was the wrong word.
What's are gay
word?
People?
No, that's
like,
a good word.
What's it like for gay people in India?
Nikhil, what's it like for you in India?
Nikhil, how's it been as a gay man from India?
Neither of them are true. From India.
I really wouldn't know, dude. I never like grew up there, but I don't know. It's, I asked my parents, like, it used to be illegal to be gay. So, like, literally, if you did some gay shit, you would go to jail.
Mm-hmm. Where they do even more gay shit.
Yeah. true.
Oh, no. Arrest me.
Well, they're probably, like, fucking hanging you upside down and, like, electrocuting.
Yeah, I wouldn't, yeah. Just like
a dildo.
It's just all fun gay shit in Indian jail.
It's just a gay club.
But like, now it's legal but frowned upon.
Now it's legal? I don't know if they're having fucking gay arranged marriages. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know what the level
gay
is.
Gay arranged marriages.
Just someone who's conservative enough to do arranged marriages be like, all right, I guess I gotta find you a guy.
Yeah, Russell Peters had a bit about that where it was like, oh, this guy is gonna be gay. We gotta go find him another man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know the fucking... I don't know how it is yet.
They just find an ugly woman. They're like, is this close enough? Can you just do this?
But dude, I was thinking about like, did you guys know gay people growing up? That like you look back, you're like, oh, that guy was gay, but we didn't realize he was gay.
You know what was funny? It was in high school, there weren't a ton of people who were out in Atlanta. There weren't a ton of people who were out gay, but there was one guy who was so gay. Like, there was just like one guy who was like, that's the gayest guy I've ever seen in my life. And then just nothing in between. But people have come out since. Does that make sense?
We had dudes that were gay, like openly gay in like eighth grade. They were cool.
They were cool guys. It wasn't TJ. Yeah.
Dude, we had
one fat guy, and that was it. Yeah.
We had a fat dude who was on the cheerleading squad.
Oh,
this black dude.
Yeah.
And like, there were certain people who could pick up that he was gay, so he had like a lot of female. I just thought everybody else was just like, bro, you're acting gay right
now. Yeah, yeah.
It's like, why are you kissing that guy? That's gay.
Yeah, everyone's like, just making fun of him. And looking, like, he immediately came out like a year.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, he was gay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How did we not know he was
Nikhil,
gay?
He only told Nikhil. He's the only one who didn't know. Nikhil,
hey, Nikhil,
something
by
to
the
tell
way, I was gay the whole time.
Everybody like knows. He goes, I guess I have to tell Nikhil. Like, he doesn't get it.
I joined the cheerleading squad. I thought that was enough.
I didn't have any perspective on it. I really.
You just thought though, like you're like, there's no way there's a gay guy in my school.
Cincinnati just was. It wasn't cool yet. Like it wasn't accepted to be out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I still wouldn't want to be gay in Cincinnati, I'll be honest.
Yeah, I don't know what it is like. I just feel like it's changed a good amount. But
yeah. So
at least people would know you're gay.
What?
Like without having to come out.
Yeah, but you didn't.
Well, not me. But now I think I would like...
Now you'd pick up on
now
it.
Now I could...
Oh, yeah.
Well now nowadays, I think just generally in, like there's more of a like a structure to support like gay kids in schools.
I think so. There was another dude, it was a white dude. We had my school was mostly black, and it was like we had a step team.
That's cool.
Were you on the step team?
No, he was the one white dude on the step team.
Okay.
It was all women other than that, pretty much.
I thought of a name that we would have to bleep it out.
No.
You gotta bleep, go ahead.
Because he has to bleep. Yeah,
more work for me.
Oh, okay.
But tell us later.
All right.
And we'll tweet it.
All right. So you born and raised in Cincinnati. What brought your family to Cincinnati?
What medicine does your dad practice?
No, my dad works works with international students at the school.
Okay. So it's did they move straight from India to Cincinnati?
No, they moved. My dad went to the University of Utah.
Mm. And they're like, there's got to be somewhere better than this.
Yeah.
Instead of an arranged marriage, we get multiple wives. Yeah. Is that cool?
Hey, yeah, mom, I could still marry that lady if you want.
Mom, look where I moved. Send me that girl again.
So, University of Utah to get his master's?
Yeah.
In what?
In pussy.
Nice.
Actually, I'm not even sure.
But something what education related?
Pussy.
Mormon pussy.
Ever heard the of best so- kind. Ever heard of soaking?
Dude, I don't know shit about more. They
have you heard of soaking?
You heard of soaking?
What is soaking?
Oh, dude, you're...
Your life is about to change.
Are they?
This is why your dad moved to Utah.
They can still have multiple wives?
No.
No, I think you can.
No. The Church of Latter-day Saints doesn't allow that anymore. There's an offshoot of the Church of Latter-day Saints that's still... Have you heard of like Warren Jeffs?
No. I don't really know much about Mormons either. But
I don't know shit about
There's an offshoot, but not the official church.
Anyway, what is soaking is...
Oh, I heard about this. Yeah, it's where you put your dick in...
And just
and
leave
you don't
it.
Move.
You just soak it, dude.
Yeah, that's
it, a fun, your that dick looks count, like your man. Fingers after you've been in the pool for a while.
Dude, that can't count. To God, that's got to be fun.
God's like, ah, where's the... is that a hip thrust?
Do not thrust.
Right now?
Is this just like, if it goes out and back in, then it's fucking, so they're just like... But they just leave it completely still.
Dude, I would come quicker, I think, that way if I just left it in.
You think so? You're like, this is where I want to be. This is the place.
I'll be fine.
This is home, dude. Why do I keep leaving every second? This is home.
Yeah, I think I'd just go soft.
Yeah, you go soft inside eventually.
I think I'd be asleep. Nice and warm.
Yeah, you just go to bed.
Your dick goes to sleep.
Yeah, so went to Utah. Got some Mormon pussy. Check that out. Then
checked
he was like,
out a little Mormon
what
pussy,
is what yeah. are some other great parts?
No, he was already married, right?
Yeah, he's married.
All right,
so maybe not.
Yeah, but probably not.
Could have though. You don't know.
So then,
are there problems at home?
Sorry, Nikhil, we're joking. Nikhil's got this distant look in his eyes, like wondering if this fanciful
now I'm like,
made
I'm
up thing.
About my dad fucking Mormons right now. I'm like, oh fuck.
I wouldn't think about that.
Yeah,
don't
think about
that.
Like baseball. Yeah. Don't think about
it. The Utah Jazz. They might have seen Karl Malone.
Yeah.
Play.
Oh yeah, yeah.
With John Sacco.
Karl Malone, big, the guy who impregnated a 13-year-old. Yeah. So that's cool.
That is crazy.
Isn't it crazy, right, that nobody fucking talks about that? He literally impregnated a 13-year-old
girl. What was it, the 80s, though, maybe?
Yeah, but pedophilia was still a bad problem at that time. It's not like it was like...
It was Utah.
That will happen later.
I think it was Mississippi. It was like
it was while he was in college.
Oh, didn't he...
I don't know where he went to college.
But somewhere
was
in the South.
Was she 13?
She was 13, yeah.
How old was he? 25?
In college. So like...
Older than 13.
At least 18.
Yo, I think pre-social media, man, you could get away with...
Well, like, he paid child support for the kid or something. But yeah, there's definitely no criminals charged.
He's paid.
That's also
child
so funny
support for a child
for the mom and the child.
But also like,
yo, that is crazy.
Just
what is that child support going to?
Diapers for both.
Prom.
Yeah, makeup and
yeah, makeup for the girl.
Makeup for one. And then also a backpack for her first day of freshman year of high school.
Backpack for the back for books
they're
and for the front
fucking,
for the baby.
Yeah, dude. They're on the bus together. Yeah. Man, that's just...
But yeah, I don't think he never got in like real legal trouble.
No, he didn't. He's just chilling.
Wait, so were your parents like big jazz fans? I was just making that up.
Yeah, yeah. They got into the jazz a little bit.
Were they there when the Jordan Bulls were playing? When were they there?
I don't know, but I know John Stockton was there, and I know Karl Malone was there.
All right, cool. So then, do you know when they moved to Cincinnati? Or if that was the first place they moved after Utah?
Yeah, that was the first place.
And then they were just like, this is paradise.
My dad tried the chili.
Yeah. You got to understand that you coming from India, so any place here is realistically...
Like, better
wide open.
Yeah, anywhere in India.
Wide open.
Far and away.
Where are all the people?
Dude, that's why you see any third world people in any city. Like, you'll see Latinos in fucking, you know, nowhere, Tennessee and shit.
Because they're just like, it's fucking better than where I was.
This
yeah.
is better than wherever you're coming from.
Well, what was your family's like, your parents,
now,
were they like
boring.
Well off in India?
They'll say that, like they'll be like, it is a little bit more boring.
Oh, here than whatever.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, like they like going back and, but like
the vibes.
Day-to-day life, so much easier here, no matter where you are.
Did you have a strict household? Like, were they like super strict on you?
They were strict and like, it was weird, man. They were kind of strict, but they were super like lax about some stuff that a lot of... Because they had this like kind of rebellious marriage, so like dating and stuff, they were a little bit looser than other people who had structured fucking
right.
Everybody in the family's been by the book and stuff. School, they were strict, obviously. And
what about like drugs? You ever get caught with drugs or anything?
Yeah, they found weed in my room like a good amount of times.
A good amount of times?
Yeah, a few times.
Were they less mad as it went on? Like, were they like, whatever, I guess you smoked
yeah,
weed?
Yeah, yeah, it became less of a... But the first few weed to them was like fucking heroin the first time.
But yeah. Do you think if you had been fucking up in school, would they have been stricter about that?
I was fucking
that?
Up in school.
Oh, you were fucking up in school.
Yeah, yeah.
It was all connected.
Like, dude, I have a D in fucking whatever band.
Dude, you do think,
right,
you're like,
now.
Smoking weed, they're like, oh, smoking weed doesn't do anything. It can fuck up high school
oh
pretty
my
good.
God, yeah. Yeah. And I wasn't a terrible student, but like towards the end when I was like, they found weed in my room my senior year, and I was like, I have like a D in health.
Yeah. They're like, you're like, it's harmless. Like, no, your grades are worse. Yeah.
Damn. So wait, are you younger than your sister?
I'm the youngest sibling.
Okay.
I met Nikhil's sister. Really? Nikhil's sister.
Yeah, yeah.
She, I was there the first time she saw him do comedy.
Really? How did
the
that
Grizzly
go?
Grizzly Pear, baby. It was pretty good. I thought it was a good.
You were nervous.
Yeah, it sucks when people are there that you know.
Holy shit, dude. It's fucking.
Even barking, you're like, I kind of know this person.
Yo,
now.
That's barking. I've noticed it's either they're like really on your team, or if the show sucks,
or they're like, this
they
fucking guy's
fucking
doing.
Hate
this guy's
you.
On the show.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. That's my favorite reaction. He's like, oh my god,
I've
what
been
the
had.
Fuck are we watching.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah, because like if the show sucks. Essentially, you're like, well, we just
dude,
stole,
our lives
we stole
have
money.
Kind of become bar, like it's become yeah. like a fucking
yeah,
yeah.
And then once you get on stage, you're like, well, I already stole your money, and now I'm gonna force you to listen to me.
Well, also,
do you
but
think most people are with you or against you that you barked in.
I think most people are with you, and also like when I'm barking and people are like, how's the show? I'm like, there's a good chance it'll be good, and I promise you, I will be doing my best to make you laugh. I'm
yeah,
not like
okay,
fucking
that
around
say
with
that?
This. No, oh I don't say that.
Okay, I was about to say, yeah. I go, it's the best show in the city. We yeah. got people from
I don't
HBO.
Say anything.
I don't do that.
I can't
oh,
say
dude,
that.
I just
do
go,
that
it's a great show. Yeah, it's a fun yeah. time.
I'm going to say, I just like look them right in the eye. I'm like, you will have a good time.
Yeah.
That's the best I can do.
My biggest truth, I'm like, it is a lot of upcoming people, but we'll also have boom, boom, boom.
Someone
yeah,
told
yeah,
me, and I have said this, I go, nobody famous, everyone's funny. Which, I mean.
It's a good line. It's a good line.
It's pretty, it's, they're like, all right. You know?
Oh, that's pretty good,
yeah.
man.
Yeah.
Wow, yeah, that's...
I said... I mean, I don't want to talk about parking. Fuck, what were we talking about, though?
His sister seen his comedy for the first time. No. He was the younger...
Oh, what do your parents think about you doing comedy?
Dude, it's like a weird thing where it's not even disappointment. It's like it doesn't register in their head.
That you're doing this?
It's like a foreign... It'll be... If I throw in a comment about comedy, it'll like... like rattled around my dad's head, and then he'll respond with something that has nothing to do with comedy.
That's
wait
so
a second.
Funny.
So what's
so
like? Do you have a day
fine.
Job?
Yeah.
What's your day job?
I work at a marketing company.
And they just ask you about that?
They barely ask me about that either. My parents are kind of checked out, dude. They're they're kind of like, okay, the expectation. I brought the expectation down early.
They're still
so
like they're still like he smoked weed when he was yeah, in 10th yeah. grade.
You know, dude.
Selling heroin. Damn.
Yeah, they don't like some Indian parents really like live through their kids. Like my kid is gonna be the dude. My parents have fucking really checked.
They got you like up and out of the house, and they're like, "All right, you do you now."
Kinda like they definitely want more, but like they aren't really like invest like deep down invested in that. You know
what?
I mean?
What does your sister do?
She works at like a nonprofit.
So they like her more.
Well, even that is like. That's, I mean that's dope. Impressive. It's cool shit.
It's not Indian.
Like, it ain't really. Yeah, it's not like.
So
super...
like, well, you'll have a conversation with your dad, and you're like, oh yeah, comedy. You know, I got up at a show last night. It's pretty cool. Your dad just goes,
grad school.
He goes, so where are you applying?
The economy.
Yeah. He's like, you guys, you've been watching cricket. Your dad doesn't even watch cricket.
My dad loves cricket.
Oh, he loves cricket.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Oh my.
Does it get
God,
all into
yeah.
the India-Pakistan game?
Oh, yeah, yeah, he'll get into that. Yeah, yeah, my dad, that's his one, like interest.
He loves cricket?
That's his
really?
That's his interest.
So he
yeah,
follows
yeah.
it, like, all the time?
Yeah, yeah, he'll be watching.
What time is he, how does he watch?
We have Willow TV on our, it's like a cricket channel.
Do you like cricket?
Dude, I kind of got into cricket to kind of relate to my dad.
Yeah, yeah.
Because we had nothing, like, no real other interest.
And you're like, Dad, can you just get into a cool sport, please?
So, like, dude, cricket was, like, kind of a... And so, I grew up around Indian kids in my neighborhood, so we'd play cricket.
Who
so.
Were you Yeah, were you friends with Indian kids growing up, or, like, black kids? White? Who?
Dude, my area was super diverse, so everybody.
Really?
Like, yeah, it was mad diverse, so...
That's cool.
Yeah, all types of people.
Did you like Cincinnati growing up?
Dude, where I grew up was fun. It was like legit fun, fucking like it was you're around all different, like it was a very like I feel like there wasn't a ton of structure. You just like regular fucking like middle America shit. Like you just went to school, played sports, you'd smoke weed. Like every day would be the same thing. And then hit like 17, everyone's like, oh fuck, what the fuck are we gonna do?
Right.
Is Cincinnati real, when you're growing up, I know, is it real opioid crisis-y?
Yeah, man. It's
So was there a thing with your parents where they were like, oh, like, were they ever like, oh, fuck, we got to make sure Nikhil doesn't do, like, actual heroin?
No. I think they know enough to not, like...
worry about that specific thing?
Yeah.
But did you know kids growing up who were getting into that?
Yeah. I mean, once, it kind of hit after I left, but yeah, I know a good amount of people who, like, got into
Nikhil heroin. Left it like, oh, fucking Cincinnati sucks now. We got to do Oxycontin.
Did you, did your mom work?
Mm-hmm.
What'd she do?
She worked at this place called Cincinnati Valve Company.
Know it well?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Obviously. Dude, honestly, best valves fucking east of the Rockies, yeah. Best valves you're going
to
get.
Right next to Skyline Chili.
I was about to say, if you didn't want to talk about barking, I don't know how to make fucking Cincinnati Valve Company.
So, do your parents...
Well, we're trying to not talk about comedy on this podcast.
Oh, really?
Okay. Outside of like asking what your parents think about it.
No, I like talking about comedy. Wait, so...
we're trying not to.
I mean, what? Why? What, people are listening to it. If they're listening to it, it's because we're comedians.
I don't know.
It can be, I mean, I don't like to talk about it with, like, my fucking, like, cousin, but that doesn't mean I won't talk about it on a podcast. All right.
I don't like talking comedy with anybody but comedians.
Yeah. Because they don't get it.
No, nobody, and, you know, it's just...
Also, I just feel like if I get into it, I feel, like, very embarrassed and vulnerable, because I feel like I'll talk about it to the extent that people are like, all right, well...
Yeah.
When you start nerding out...
It sucks, dude.
You nerd out, sleep, and you realize you talk for 3 minutes, and then they're just like...
Okay.
You're talking about, like, the structure of shit. And, like... The hardest is when you're dating somebody and they're like, hey, do you want to hang out tonight? And you're like, I got to go to like this club. And she's like, oh, you're doing comedy? You're like,
I'm just going to be around. And you can't be there.
Yeah. I'm going to be around on the off chance somebody's subway's late. Yeah.
For
3 hours, just drink it. And she's like, can I come? And you're like, I can't explain why, but that's impossible. Yeah.
Come. That was the biggest thing. Like if I ever, I was seeing somebody when I like was first going up with like the parent, it's just like, you don't want to, this will just suck.
Like, yeah. You don't want to just like hang out here. All right. Did your parents, so your dad's working at a school, your mom's working at the Cincinnati Valve Company, which we know and love.
Shout out to they sponsor us actually.
Did they have, did they have the mentality of like we came here and we're busting our asses. So you guys are going to be like doctor, lawyer, shit like that. Or were they just like, hey man, cause you said they were kind of liberal.
My mom for a little bit was like, hey, maybe doctor.
But then they kept finding weed and they're like, maybe lawyer.
It hit about seventh grade. She was like,
maybe I'll get him a job at the Valve company.
It's weird to my,
Nikhil, can you twist? How are you at twisting?
I was always like a little bit of a, like my, I'm being dead serious. My extended family thought I was retarded.
We've had a couple things with that.
Like I legit kind of thought I was retarded.
Why?
Who did? Who did?
Like my extended family.
In Why? India or in America?
Yeah, in India. Like, I don't know. I was just like a little, I was less fucking, everybody was a little bit more structured, I think. But I went to school in India when I was like in kindergarten. And they said I never went to school. I would just ride my tricycle around the school.
What?
Like, what the hell was
Wait,
that?
Hold on. What does that even mean? Yeah, dude, did you ride a tricycle to school?
Nikhil thought school was just riding a bike, dude, for the first year of his life.
Just balancing a basket on his head.
You got about to like age 5 to impress Indian people, or else they're like, oh, this kid is a moron.
He is worthless.
Yeah.
Honestly, I've been dancing around doing the Indian accent. I'm just going
to
do it when I feel
I
like it.
I want to go back to what you said. I went to school, and then you're like, turns out I didn't even go. I just rode a bike.
Dude, that's what I don't remember it, but everyone was like, yeah, we'd like take him to the school, we'd walk him there, and he'd be on a, he'd take a tricycle, and they don't fucking for it, like, there's 100 kids in the class, so like, if you're riding a tricycle, that's like, right, what cool. It is.
He's not sitting on top of another kid.
And they just said I would ride around the school for fucking like 4 hours.
You're like a guy who like pretends he has a job and then just like leaves home and walks around the city.
Smoke breaks outside.
That's great. Yeah. That's very funny.
And so, dude,
I was ripping it on the tricycle, mom. You don't get it. I'm getting real good at the tricycle.
I don't know, man. It was that. And apparently, I couldn't read for a while. It was just I had a slow start. You know what I mean? I'm not sure what it was, but.
Probably not learning and just riding.
Probably not going to school at all didn't help.
It's also funny that in India, there's so many. There's like, well, fucking, he doesn't want to learn. He's not learning.
Yeah. It's up to you, really.
Wait, so you were...
Teach the kid. He's riding a tricycle. What do you want me to do?
You want me to go out and grab him?
I have 99 other kids to worry about.
But you were born... Why did you go to school in India?
We moved back for like, I want to say 9 months or something.
Why?
I think my dad had worked there.
How?
That's such a weird...
Oh, he worked in like international schools?
Yeah, like international students. So okay. Like, I think his job took him there. So we lived in Bangalore for like
And then just months. Back to Cincinnati?
Back to Cincinnati, yeah.
Did you hate that?
I don't remember it. I was young. I was like
kindergarten. So you don't even remember living in India?
Kindergarten, preschool, something like that, yeah.
Damn. That's yeah. wild.
They were like, let's see how Nikhil can fuck him. He's not quick enough for India. We got to take him back to Cincinnati. He's Cincinnati smart, but Bangalore he's fucking eating alive. He's fucking dodging tigers on his tricycle. They're like, we got to get him out of here, dude.
He could do the circus, maybe. Oh, the camera's off.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, that's
that
what,
one.
That's what that noise.
All right. Yeah. So back to Cincinnati. But were you okay in school after that?
Dude, I was very like, if someone wasn't pushing me, like, I don't know, man. My school was very easy. That was also.
You'd think Indian parents would be definition of pushing you, but they kind of checked out after a while.
They kind of checked out, but like they were definitely pushing. My mom had like she was sick for a while, so like we were just
sick with what?
But she had cancer, so like
damn.
I went real morbid.
But I mean, I don't know. It was a fact. Is she all right now?
Yeah, all good. But so like I just was kind of.
That's why they were pulling on Nikhil to be a doctor.
Fix her.
But so like my dad.
Do something.
My dad was running the show at the house because like you know she was kind of out of commission and that I mean he didn't.
Dads
know
can't what run the house. Fuck. Yeah,
dude.
Yeah.
I remember I got suspended once and you have to make a phone call, and I called my dad. And like so the principal is like listening to the conversation. She's like, I need you to call your dad, let him know you got suspended. And like I'm on the phone and suspension was called pick. And I was like, hey dad, I got pick. He's like, what's that? And I'm just like, yeah, I just got picked. I'm gonna be in this thing for the day. And she's like, he's like,
oh, it was like in school suspension.
Yeah, he's like, oh, good.
Yeah, nice. honor society. Good.
Oh, so you're in school. You're not riding around.
Oh, you got to school today.
All right.
He's still like, riding a tricycle. He's like 15
nice.
Years
my
old.
My son got picked. Yeah.
Awesome. He goes to his job. He's like, my son got picked.
Would your mom know what that was?
Yeah, yeah. My mom found out like 2 months later. She's like, oh, you got suspended, like, because my friend was home and like he didn't snitch, but like we were talking shit about it. And then it all came out.
What'd you get suspended for?
I wasn't going... what did I get suspended for?
Fucking riding that track, dude.
Nah, yeah, I wasn't going to class.
Dude, you got to... So you got to...
You have a problem with skipping class.
You are truant. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I just was... I don't know. I checked out. My school, dude, was no structure. It was chaos. It was truly chaos. So
yeah, 90 kids
and this was
class.
In America.
Yeah.
Wait, so what were you doing instead of you're smoking
the
weed?
The theme of your life so far is everybody checked out. It's chaos.
I didn't really go to stuff.
Fairness, dude, I wasn't bad. Like I was a like honors AP kid.
Does your whole family have your exact same demeanor?
Your dad definitely does.
Dad is very not expressive.
Uh-huh.
I've heard I'm not expressive.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah.
My mom got like cancer or whatever. my mom died. I forgot to mention that.
It's pretty. I guess everybody's kind of like similar. My mom is just very like naive and like kind of aloof. So,
yeah.
Not an overbearing family.
No, we're all very cerebral, I think. Like,
are you guys like tight or are you guys sort of a.
Yeah, we're pretty tight.
All right, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's cool, yeah. Wait, I had a question earlier, but fuck. You have a lot of cousins?
Cousins.
DJ loves cousins.
I know. That's why I was listening to the old episode and I asked that and you said the same thing. Cousins were a big part of my life, so I'm always like asking.
I don't give a fuck about my cousins, dude. No disrespect. I there are a couple of them that I like. If they're watching this, I do. You guys, whoever's watching this is cool. Obviously, I love a listener, but that's wasn't like a big part of my life being tight with cousins. Yeah. What about you?
Cousins. Okay, I have like a few first cousins that I'm cool, but we don't live anywhere near each other, so.
So you don't like, yeah.
One Any of them in India?
Came to my show, though.
That's cool.
Yeah.
That's nice. Wait, so you don't have a bunch of cousins in India?
You don't have like a trillion cousins in India?
You don't have like 9,000 cousins in India? Well, you know, yeah. I met a lot of Metas. Were those your cousins?
No, I do have a bunch of cousins, but I'm not close to them in that way.
Yeah.
But, yeah, brown families, you have that like pressure to be close to your family and stuff.
But you guys went to fucking Cincinnati, so I feel like...
Yeah, but like my one cousin lives in Cleveland, and then I have other cousins in Singapore.
So
did you grow up in a house that was like enforcing a lot of like traditional, like, are there a lot of pictures of you in like sparkly robes and stuff like that and like pointy shoes? Dude. No,
no, man. What? My dad is not, was never religious. So
really? So you didn't grow up going to church at all or whatever the fuck?
No, no. Like the mandir is like the Hindu thing. And no, we never went.
Really?
Yeah. My mom became religious after she got sick, which is
hack.
That's a little hack in my opinion. But
that is hack. Religious Hindu?
That is really hack.
That's also like fun. It's just being like, having not been into it for a while, just be like, hey, so you might start seeing an elephant statue around. I've gotten into that.
And then all of a sudden, that's the best when like they become religious and then they act like they've been that their whole life.
It's like, oh no, I've always been into Jainesh. I love Jainesh.
Wait, but do you celebrate like Christmas and shit?
American holidays, dude, we'd that was like an experiment for my family, whereas like we'll try to like assimilate, and it just was sad every it was just such a sad Christmas, dude. It was the worst gift.
I got you a fish, I'm sorry, I don't know. I just got you.
Dude, Nikhil opened that one in the it's a tricycle for the 17th year in a row.
I get it, I didn't go to school.
I know how to ride a bicycle now, right?
Bro, Thanksgiving food was just be like
pizza.
Be like, Americans eat this, right?
The
just all corn.
It'd be the ready-made shit from Kroger and shit. It's just like, all right, we don't really have to.
You were like, this is kind of bullshit what we're doing.
Oh my god, yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my parents would be like kind of into it and like trying to pull it together. Not really.
Wait, hold on.
Your parents checked out?
Hey, I think half the turkey's cooked. I sort of stopped paying attention.
And then we started going to other people's houses.
Just like, hey, what you guys do cool shit over there, right?
Yeah. That was literally how it was. It's like, we're coming over, right?
You guys, oh, your turkey, that looks like a good turkey.
Yeah.
I like that. Wait, is your family like, is your mom good at like cooking Indian food?
Not bad. Yeah.
Why didn't you get, I think that'd be tight. Just be like, yo, fucking a bunch of samosas and shit for Thanksgiving. That'd be tight. You know what I mean?
But we have Indian food like every day.
Yeah.
Often.
But were they just like, hey, this is how fucking white people eat it? I don't know. Watery stuffing like that.
White dinners to me were just like strange. Every time I went, it was
like hot dogs. Dude, macaroni salad.
I had one friend who was like, his parents were kind of religious, and his parents were very strict.
Just ham sandwiches and milk for
six
dinner.
6 o'clock. 6 o'clock. If he wasn't at the house for dinner, no meal.
Damn.
No dinner for him.
That's wild.
Yeah.
And we got the invite one time, me and one of my friends, and they were like doing grace, and everyone assumed that I couldn't do the grace.
You just weren't
like,
allowed.
As a joke. So like they're doing the grace, and like this kid's elbowing me, like Jesus, whatever. And then I started laughing. No invite back.
Did they let you eat at least?
Yeah, and then we had like a hamburger, and it was just like fucking green beans, but you only got half. It was like, it's kind of a poor white family, like
white trash.
Yeah.
Was there a full glass of milk with dinner?
Yeah. White milk.
Yeah.
White milk.
What?
White milk.
White
that's
milk.
A thing?
No, I was just asking if was there a full glass of milk served with dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's gross, dude. That's just like Midwestern
people
stuff.
I used to have milk all the time.
I would have milk with spaghetti, but not
white,
like jam.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know that was like a
what do you mean?
Why do you keep saying white milk?
What did you have? Chocolate milk?
We didn't have milk.
Yeah, so why are you calling it white milk? It's just milk.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's even weirder to me.
What
you would what other
like
type of milk?
Flavored milk.
What like what kind
flavor?
Of flavored milk are
chocolate
you talking?
Milk.
He
why?
Asked you that.
Why not? Why is that?
Why is that
it's
normal?
Just so much like a flavorless white milk with dinners is.
Well, it tastes
do you
like
think
milk.
Milk is flavorless.
Dude, milk tastes terrible.
I understand that.
What are you having? Like you must have like non-fat milk, right?
I just assume.
But milk wasn't
a
thing in your
like,
house,
I'm
right?
Thinking. I mean, we'd drink milk with cereal.
But like just like drinking a glass
that's
of milk
such
a wasn't
funny
a
way
big
to
thing.
Say milk with cereal. We drink milk with cereal.
Just like a dry thing of cereal and just a full glass of milk.
It's actually probably not a bad way to eat cereal.
I didn't realize it was just an assumed part of dinner was like, oh, we're gonna
so
pour
I didn't,
the white milk.
I didn't have the white milk. I didn't have milk with dinner, but I just know in the Midwest that just like white garbage stuff.
We would do it a lot, because I think it was like I think it's a younger. Parents are like it actually they like it's gonna help your bones.
Well, yeah, that was actually there's a big marketing thing in the U.S. of like you have it milk is good for your bones, which is just made up by.
Yeah, I did hear it's made up.
It's just a marketing thing,
probably. Yeah.
Yeah,
But you guys wouldn't have milk with dinner, obviously.
No.
Yeah. Well, I never really
did brown milk.
No,
that's really. Just the water. It's like, why don't you have a taste at home?
Every family has their own races, but milk. Did you have your Chinese milk today?
Yeah, this is West Indian milk, Mom. You know I don't drink this.
I married a girl from West Indian milk. Wasn't supposed to either.
But yeah, dude, milk with dinner is kind of weird when you think about it. Because I do, like, I have it with like sweets. You know what I mean?
Dude, it looks offended.
It's like cookie. I just can't get over the fact that you're calling it white milk.
The white milk thing is hilarious.
Yeah, I think this one hurts.
Because you kept saying white milk.
No.
What is it called?
Just milk.
Milk.
All right, milk. Fine.
All right, you fucking lunatics. I guess milk.
were you rich?
No, we were pretty middle class, I would say.
Yeah. And you weren't, I think you kind of already asked this, but like your family didn't come up, raise you as like, we're Indian and like, this is your culture. Love it.
like give me like a yeah, like, patriot. Did they,
I don't know any Indian stuff.
You weren't.
My mom, for example, is like, we're Irish and
we're Irish, we drink and we hit our kids. Yeah.
She's like, make sure you never lose that. And I was like, I won't.
And then he's to this day still drinks. If you get married, you won't wear like a dress.
No, they're not.
Okay, so your lineage or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. My parents would throw it in.
If you do have traditions that you guys would do.
My mom wanted us. This is weird. My mom is like very into music. Like she runs like a music company. Mm-hmm. Indian, so like she wanted, like if I went up to her today and I was like, hey, I'm going to pursue Indian music. She'd be like, okay, good.
Nice.
Yeah, awesome. Finally. It's very strange.
Here's here's your flute. Or whatever.
And there's your snake.
If you were to get married, would there be belly dancers at your wedding?
No
belly dancing.
Here's a question.
I've never seen a belly dancer.
It's not even Indian.
Are you going to be wearing a suit at your wedding?
Or will there be a hilarious hat?
I don't know what the other thing is. I've seen weddings from people.
Will you ride into your wedding on an elephant?
No, dude, that's some rich people.
How about a
shit.
Magic carpet?
You gotta have it.
All right, no, for real. What, like, if you get married, would you be like in a suit, or like would your parents be like, you have to wear this other thing?
I don't know. I really don't know, man. I don't know what. It depends on, I guess, if I marry like an Indian woman or.
What if you brought home like a white person? Would your parents be upset?
No, my sister dates a white dude.
Okay. All right.
So.
All right, one for the good guys.
And your parents are like, oh, if she marries him, whatever. They're like, okay, cool, white
they
boyfriend.
Came around.
Before eventually.
It did take a little
bit,
though.
I don't know if it was a racial thing, but like they were just like kind of not into dating.
What if she brought home a black guy?
I've brought home black women.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. All right.
It sounded very weird, but yeah, I mean,
fuck yeah.
They, two black women at a time. I brought home multiple black women. And they were cool then.
What else we got? How much time do we have?
I don't know, man. Oh, one sec.
Do we have? You play sports growing up?
Yeah, played soccer,
and cricket.
5:33.
Yeah.
All right. Cool. We have some time. Did you play cricket? I'll cut all that out. By the way.
Cut all what out?
Just me,
the stuff we're talking about? Yeah, all right, the time being, checking.
Yeah.
You played soccer. Were you good at it?
I was decent, I would say.
You get recruited?
I did not get recruited. But, yeah, I mean, I played for the high school.
Yeah.
Where'd you go to college?
Public?
Public school, yeah.
In college?
No, I didn't play in college.
Where'd you go?
Indiana.
Indiana?
That seems... Okay.
Mom, Dad, I'm going to India, yeah? And they're like, ah, Anna. Fuck. All right, close enough.
Your dad's like, this school. You go.
I like.
You go here.
I don't know why. I like how this is spelled. This.
Yeah. Dude, yeah. I didn't really. I was lost, and I don't know. Where'd you guys go?
William and Mary.
USC.
You played sports, or
yeah?
What'd you play? Baseball.
I didn't play sports. I did. I played USC football. I don't know if you knew that about me.
Yeah. He was the blind snapper. Jake Olson. Remember that guy?
No, I don't remember Jake Olson, the blind snapper. I was a right tackle.
He was a blind snapper for the Trojans.
That's insane,
yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, I mean, you don't really need to see much to snap the ball.
Just backwards. Just don't go forwards. You're fine.
Like, don't you go down there and tackle?
Yeah, but...
If there's a body in front of you, you're good.
He was a long snapper.
Was he really?
That sounds like a little bit of a make-a-wish situation.
Kind of. I mean, he got in like one game and it was like 45-10.
It's like a Rudy thing. Yeah. But he was still good enough to get on the team. Like, he was still better than some high school not blind snapper.
There's no way, dude. I think that's
yeah. I think Nikhil's right.
I'll be honest. I thought blind snapper was a position. I thought there was like a blind snap. And
I have seen this video. This one arm basketball.
Yeah, he's pretty good, man.
Yeah,
and I forget his name, but he's really good.
There's a one arm football player too, right? A one arm receiver.
One arm football is a little bit. He's got
a robot hand.
Yeah. He's got about 3/4 of an arm.
Yeah. You know the guy I'm talking about.
A little bit. I can get that a little bit more. Well, it's still impressive, but.
Yeah,
well, he's got a robot. He's just catching basketball. You have to dribble.
There's a one hand. There's one armed baseball player. He threw a perfect game or a no hitter, Jim Abbott. So what happens is he didn't have a hand. He would throw, and then he would just rest the glove on his hand, and then right after he threw, he'd like switch it on his hand.
Get the fuck out of here! That's wild.
Threw a perfect no hitter for the Yanks.
Oh, that is. When was that?
Probably '90s.
All right. It's pretty recent. Because I was in like the 40s, you could just be like a fat cigarette smoking, just like alcoholic and still be like
the best.
Yeah, the best baseball. Yeah. Oh, that's old Jim Two Toes. He's only got two toes on each foot, but he's the man. He could slug it 200, 300 feet.
Yeah.
Dude, that
300 feet.
Not even that good.
I know. Back in the day, that was like unbelievable.
All those old school fucking basketball players used to just, they said like, fucking get hammered before games.
Oh, yeah.
Barkley was like, I don't remember some of my games.
Yeah.
Like, it is hard to picture like athletes partying because you're like, oh, they must just be, but they have perfect genetics, so they can also just drink before a game and be fine.
I wonder if it's kind of an advantage. Like now it's like very much like, oh, you got to be like, not do that. And
but those guys still party. It's not like they don't like have fun.
I don't know NBA how many of them players? Are getting drunk before games or like smoking cigs. At
half time. Yeah. Well, yeah, the athleticism since like the 80s has like ramped up, I feel like. So,
I just wonder, like, because the quality of the game was still amazing, and those dudes are in fucking phenomenal shape.
Yeah, Barkley got hilariously fat, though.
Yeah, and he, like, walks with, he's, like, hunched over. Yeah.
Oh, dude, he's one of the funniest people I've ever
Yeah, him and Shaq. Shaq's great.
Shaq is a little bit of a fucking very sensitive guy, though.
You think so?
Yeah, have you seen some of those clips?
Well, I remember him, like, going after Rudy Gobert. It's like, dude, everyone knows you're better than Rudy Gobert. That's not like...
He was mad because he got 200 mil.
I know, but fucking Shaq has $1 billion or whatever. Like, what does he care how much someone
does every commercial.
He will do commercials for literally anybody. Yeah. It's kind of funny.
Yeah.
If you're like, Shaq, I have $70.
We could probably get him to promote Family Portraits.
I wonder, dude. Dude, he's doing the commercials for like, it's like, oh, you must like have gotten a part of the general to do.
Yeah.
There's no way they have like a big commercial budget.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Papa John's.
Yeah. What else we got for Nikhil?
Nikhil, what's a weird rule you had in your house growing up?
Weird rule.
It better be fucking weird.
Dude. It better be fucking. You respect valves in that house.
Yeah. A weird rule, man. I don't know if we had any like.
This was like, but also like,
I feel like you had a very just like, like maybe the most normal guest we've had.
No, Chris came back.
Oh yeah.
Chris came back. I mean, the most boring family you've ever heard of in your entire life. Well, like, think about it though, because Leo was like, Leo was like, I don't think I had any weird rules, except I was never allowed to have friends over ever. I was like, well, that's pretty weird, Leo.
Who was your other guest?
We've had a lot.
That we've had a few. That was just earlier. That was
Chris
just, back, just now.
Luis Lopez, Eli Haubauer next. Michael Good, Dan Carney.
Weird. I don't know, man. We just didn't really have.
Do you have any rules?
What's the biggest time you got in trouble?
The worst I got in trouble.
Bring the mic a little closer to your mouth.
I don't know, man.
Yeah, was it weed?
The weed was a big one.
In school suspension.
I got caught drinking when I was like, the worst I ever got in trouble. Dude, I could have gotten a lot of trouble a couple times.
When was the first time you went to jail?
I never went.
Boring.
I never went to jail.
What could you have gotten in a lot of trouble for?
I remember this one time we were smoking at this park, and I was literally with like 3 16. Like, I was also 16, by the way. But
this is last year, and I'm pretty sure one of them was into me.
And dude, it was like we were about to start smoking in this car, and then the police came. And to be honest, I was with 3 black people as well, so I was like, I'm a brown dude. You know what I mean? Like,
you're like, I guess I should talk to the cop.
Am I their Uber driver? But And the cop,
officer, I have been kidnapped.
Help!
And he not like they brought like three cops because we had a park that closed, and they brought like three cops, and this is like a wider area, and
they're like, you guys aren't even supposed to be here regularly.
And
hey, look at Nikhil, and like, are you?
We had a blunt on the fucking dashboard, like we didn't even really hide it. It just showed up, and the cop was like. Like, what are you guys doing today? What do you guys got going on? You know, the park's closed, and we were just like, I just looked around and I saw a Chipotle bag in the back seat, and I was like, oh, we're going to Chipotle.
We're going to Chipotle.
And he goes, you guys aren't anywhere near Chipotle.
No, he does the thing where he looks around. He goes, we're going to Rearview Mirror.
Thank God I saw that Chipotle bag.
We're going to three black people.
We're going to smoke that blunt. Fuck. All right, you got me.
And then he was like, you guys are parked at a park.
You guys are.
Isn't that what it's for? Why else would they name it park?
I was like, oh, this isn't Chipotle? And, fuck.
And then I just go, yeah, well, we're going to park here, and then, because there was another car, and I'm like, we're actually all going to switch cars. And, go into that car. And then he goes, all right, you guys have a good day. Like, that was,
Nikhil's worst getting in trouble.
I'm saying that could have probably been the worst thing I imagine.
The cops is like, all right, you three black folks are under arrest. Sir, have a good day.
I don't know, that's just a one-off story. I'm sure there's more. I can't.
Nice cops in Cincinnati. Isn't that where they killed that kid?
They shot this dude who, they've killed a good amount of people.
The kid with a toy gun, right?
No, that was in Cleveland.
All right. Fuck Cleveland, dude. Yeah. What's your favorite mammary? What's your favorite breast of the women in your family? No, what's your favorite memory with your whole family?
Oh, shit, this is... This is deeper. This is stuff I have to like pull out.
I don't know, man. Fuck.
I don't ever think about any of this stuff. My best memory with my family?
Yeah.
Fuck.
You guys, have you met them? You guys know each other, right?
Yeah, but they checked out.
I don't know. There's one time I went to Staples.
When did your parents check out?
Dude, this is where I'm going very Indian man, where I don't actually, all these emotions.
Did I have a child?
It's just like so deep down.
I was
like,
on the tricycle and then I was at the pair. I don't know.
It's just, this is shit I never think about. What am I following?
Do you want me to tell you what you're... what could it be?
Do you ever get a good present?
No.
You ever go on vacation?
Leo's is just like, he remembers the time that he was like, just hanging out with his mom and dad, and his dad, it was like, his parents weren't together that long, but he remembers one time where his dad told them all that he loved them. So it doesn't have to be anything crazy.
Yeah, that ain't happened.
one time, something with cricket? Your dad likes cricket? You guys watch a game together?
I really don't know, man. I think it might have been when we were all in India. That's all when we kind of really...
The vacation? That's cool.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
What happened?
Dude, we were with my grandma, and my grandma's just like going off about just like real kind of like... gossipy shit, and we're all just sort of sitting around, and we're all like it was just like,
I know what you mean.
I'd envision my grandma in India just being like very like uptight, and she's just like talking about
she's that loose
women and like yeah just like
it is so funny to just gossiping about like strangers from another country to your grandson. He's like, all right, I don't know a single one of these people, but that's awesome.
I was just talking about like my mom's childhood
though. Oh really? Okay, like, that's cool.
And and like I don't know. We're all just sitting around, like, kind of laughing.
That's cool. Good.
That's nice. Yeah. That's a good one. Answer. Do you have any stuff you want to plug?
I'll be at the Grizzly Pear tonight.
Hell yeah, because this is coming out in an hour, so make sure you plug that show tonight.
All right, so 2 weeks ago, you could see Nikhil at the Pear.
I'll be at the Pear, 8 o'clock.
This comes out on, this usually comes out on Tuesday. Come see us on the Tuesday midnight, tonight, when you're hearing this.
Oh, yeah. I'll be on the Tuesday. Come see me at Ben's Pizza. Yeah. I'll take $5 off your tickets.
All right. Social media?
You can follow me, Nikhil Mehta, the number 2.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, there's another one. Don't follow him.
All right, fuck that guy. All right, thanks, Nikhil.
All right, thanks, man.